It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The state says it will set aside 30,000 COVID-19 vaccinations every week for Colorado educators, including classroom teachers, bus drivers, cafeteria workers, and other school staff. Child care workers also qualify. Chalkbeat's Erica Meltzer says districts across the state are taking different approaches to getting employees vaccinated.
Many school districts are trying to set up a specific arrangement for their people or secure their own supply that could be administered by school nurses, for example. But a lot of school districts are telling their staff, go sign up on a public portal and see if you get a slot. And we're going to keep working on it on the other end, and we'll just see who gets there first. But I just don't see how that doesn't lead to some confusion as you're trying to make appointments.
That's Chalkbeat's Erica Meltzer. Boulder County public health officials are warning about street drugs tainted with the potentially lethal synthetic narcotic fentanyl. They say Xanax and oxycodone pills containing fentanyl are now circulating in the community. Fentanyl is up to 100 times more potent than heroin and raises the risk of death from accidental overdose. Denver has new rules for unrelated adults living together. Here's Denverites Esteban Hernandez.
City Council on Tuesday morning passed a sweeping set of laws governing how adults can live together in the city. The laws increase the number of unrelated adults who can live together from 2 to 5. This comes after nearly 3 years of discussion and public feedback to the city's planning department, which crafted the proposal. The city thinks the changes will help provide more housing options for residents. The city council received more than 600 letters in support of the changes and about 500 letters against them. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
Colorado could split up parts of its busiest wild bird oasis. CPR's Matt Moret reports a state agency has proposed doing that in order to raise funding for schools.
Each year, nearly 350 bird species flock to a patch of the Chico Basin Prairie. The 135 square miles are southeast of Colorado Springs. The Denver Post reports state land board officials have proposed selling or subdividing that land. The proposal also includes expanded leasing for public recreation and renewable energy development. Supporters say the changes would double the $300,000 the land board takes in each year, but many conservationists are opposed. The board will vote Friday on whether to keep the prairie land intact.